with the psalmist and the encourager and the scripture reader, God. They will do it unto you, God, this last Sunday of the year. Father, we ask that you will have your way this Sunday, God. Father, we pray for people who are dialing in or undecided whether or not they're going to dial in. Father, we ask you to cause them to get on the call right now in the name of Jesus, God, so they can be encouraged, God. Oh, Father, we ask, God, that you will show yourself mightily today, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, that in spite of technical difficulties, in spite of it all, we still are here, God, asking you to come and sup with us, God. Come and be with us like never before. And Father, we will give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. This is our petition before you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Right now, we're going to have encouraging words by Minister Fears.
Good morning, everybody. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good morning. This is the last Sunday of the month, of the year, like Papa just said. Okay, and my encouraging word today is walk away. It reads, when David was a teenager, his oldest brother, Eliab, spoke to him in the most condescending, disrespectful, and accusatory way in front of others. Rest assured that David felt like telling his brother off. But he kept his mouth closed, turned, and walked away. Being such self-discipline, it's no wonder God entrusted David to do great things. You know that if you argue long enough with somebody, you're going to say things you regret. A 10-minute argument can set a relationship back 10 years. You have to learn to walk away. You're not going to accomplish anything positive in a heated, disrespectful, contentious situation. Let them have their last word. And you keep your peace. The scripture says, you overcome evil with good. You don't overcome disrespect with more disrespect, or overcome insult with insult, or overcome shouting with more shouting. You do it by staying respectful. You be the first to walk away. And as we go into our new 2021, sometimes just learn to walk away and let somebody else have the last word. And that is the encouraging word for today.
Excellent, excellent, excellent word of encouragement. Walk away. Let me practice that now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Because I can be prepared for 2021. Okay, the next we will have our scripture reading is Deacon Fears there.
Oh, well, I'll do it for you. We have to go to the minute page.
Okay. John 15, what was that?
John 16, 31 through 33.
Got you. Thank you.
And it reads, Jesus answered them, Do ye now believe? Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered Father is with you. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of a good cheer. I have overcome the world. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word.
Amen, amen, amen. Now we have a selection by Terilyn, Minister Terilyn, as she sings for us. Take it away.
Good morning, everybody. As we are ending the year with this last Sunday of 2020, I just want to say that we should praise God for everything that we've been through, the good, the bad, and thank him for all that he has done.
Amen.
Praise is what I do when I wanna be close to you. I lift my hand and pray. Praise is who I am. I will praise him while I can. I'll bless him at all times. And I vow to praise you through the good and the bad. Love.
Thank you, Minister Terilyn. That was wonderful. Praise is what we do. Praise is what we're doing right now. Let's give a round of applause to God because we are praising him in the way we clap. Oh, praising him from our lips, stomping our foot or our feet. We're just going to praise God no matter what it looks like. In the last 4 days 4 days of this year, we're going to praise God no matter what it looks like. So thank you very much for that song, Minister Terilyn. It was just a blessing. I am bringing the word today, and if you will turn your Bible to Proverbs chapter 24, Proverbs chapter 24, verse 16. That's Proverbs chapter 24, verse 16. One verse. If you're ready, say Selah.
Selah.
Good. And it says, "For the just man falleth seven times and rises up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief." May God have a blessing on the reading of his word. You can mute your lines now, and we will unmute a little later. But today's topic is the last Sunday of the month. And my topic is Bounce Back Better. I'm going to say it again. Bounce Back Better. You know, growing up, there was a plastic blow-up toy I'm pretty sure we all had. And all of a sudden, we would blow it up, and then it would stand up, and you could push it, and it will bounce right back to you. No matter which way you hit it, it will still just bounce back. Well, that is how we need to be going into 2021. We got to have a mindset that we can bounce back better. We will bounce back better. It is time to bounce back. In the book of Mark chapter 16, verses 14 through 20. I'm not going to read it, but I just want to say in verse 14, it says that they had their unbelief and hardness of heart. In 2020, you know, has been a challenging year. We have had to change the dynamics of how we worship, dynamics of how we do things. It's the abnorm became the norm. And at some time or another, we became angry. We became mad because, look, we can't fellowship together. Our relationships are seems to be going haywire. Our friendships are not the same. You know, we have to be unmasked. We will see people's eyes, but we never concentrated on people's eyes. We always concentrated on the face. You understand what I mean? So seeing a person in public, you have to do a double take. You have to do a double look. I want to let you know, but in Mark chapter 16, and it goes on, and Jesus is talking in verse 15, and he says, "Go you into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." And then he goes on, you know, and they will take up serpents, and they will drink any deadly thing, and it will not harm them. And then I want to get down to verse number 20 of Mark chapter 16. And it says, "And they went forth preaching everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the words with signs following." Amen. I want to let you know, they had a bounce back better attitude. You know, they started out with hardness of heart. They started out with bitterness. They started out with unbelief. But by time verse 20 came around, by time 2021 comes in four more days, you got to have the attitude that I can bounce back better. I will bounce back better. It's time to bounce back better. I'm telling you, better, not bitter. Oh my God. The other thing about in another scripture I want to bring about. So how do you bounce back better? You got to first love yourself. In Mark chapter 12 verses 30 through 31, it says, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment, and the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is no other commandment greater than this. You got to love yourself. You got to bounce back. You got to look at 2020 and before 2020 and say, look, I'm going to bounce back. I'm going to bounce back, not even just bounce back, but I'm going to bounce back better. I'm going to love myself. I'm going to love my neighbor as myself. I'm going to do it God's way. I'm going to love God with my whole heart, with my whole soul, with my whole, with all my mind, with all my strength. How do you bounce back? I'm so glad you asked. I want to let you know who you are. You are the carrier of the word of God. You are the holder of the anointing. You are a bearer of the presence of God. I want to let you know that it is now time for you to bounce back better than you ever did before. In John, Jesus said in John chapter 12, verse 32, and if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. I want to let you know it's time to lift God up. It's time to have a positive attitude. It's time to look in ways that you can't even begin to even understand. It is now time for you to say, hey, I'm moving forward, no matter what it looks like. You got to lift up God because you're about to bounce back even better. Because God says, if you be lifted up, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. We want all to be saved and none to perish. Lift up your hands. Lift up your voice. Get a pep in your step because you are bouncing back better. Get ready to bounce back. Get ready to come back. Get ready to rebound. The next point I like to make, not only is God is working with you in Mark chapter 16 when you bounce back better, but you also got to love yourself and you as you bounce back better. Number three, you got to have faith. Thy faith works, makes you whole, go in peace. That's what Jesus said to the woman in Luke chapter 8, verse 48. From verse 41 on to the end, it talks about how she reaches out. You already know the story, and touches the hem of his garment. She took a leap of faith. I'm telling you that that's what you need to have. You need to have a bounce back better faith. You got to have it by faith, through faith, now faith, without faith, in faith, great faith, thy faith. You got to just have plain old faith, a measure of faith, excess faith, a portion of faith, a work faith, an active faith. I want to let you know. Jesus said in Luke chapter 8, verse 48, and he said unto her, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made you whole. Go in peace. I want to let you know you need to bounce back better and go in peace. Bounce back better. Get your faith moving. Be energized. It can't be the same way. You made it through 2000 and you made it through 2020. You got to bounce back better. That means your mindset's got to be different. You got to, you know, I want to talk about Joseph for a moment. Joseph in Genesis chapter 45. Genesis chapter 45, verses 4 through 9. It's dealing with the Joseph story, and many of us know it and understand it and read it many times, heard it preached. But I want to take you to a place that it was about Joseph. Joseph bounced back again and again. What did he go through? There are sometimes in life, if you're holding on or hitting your bounce back blow up toy, you may have to face or have faced this year in 2020. You might have health issues, relationship issues, personal issues, financial setback issues, workplace issues, death of a loved one issue. Life might have just shown up continuously. When you get out of one thing, it's hitting you with something else. When you don't bounce back, it means because you will say, why am I not bouncing back? I'm so glad you asked. You're not bouncing back because you're bitter, you're broken, you're damaged, you're shattered, you're hurt, you're holding on to being dismantled, you're crushed. You're crashed, you're split, you're splashed. I want to let you know that you can bounce back better by having a purposeful vision, by getting involved with the plan of the church, getting involved with the plan of somebody else, getting involved by believing the promises of God. Get bounced back better by having the peace that passes understanding, because you know the God of peace. When you bounce back better in your heart, your mind, your soul, in your spirit, and in your emotions, you will become perfected in Him, unbroken because of Him, fixed by Him. Oh my God, you become complete by Him, connected with Him. You're flowing in Him. You're working through Him. You're kept for Him. You're satisfied all things by Him. You lift up, you're uplifted because of His word. You are pleasing Him by your faith. You're confident by His presence, who is the Holy Spirit. Don't give up. I'm telling you, now's the time to bounce back. Let's look at an example of Joseph in Genesis chapter 34 through chapter 50. These are all the chapters that are about Joseph. One thing we learned about Joseph, that he was loved by his father. That was great. We could all use some love. But then he was hated by his brothers. He bounced back. He didn't complain. They put him in a pit. And then he was sold by his brothers. He did not complain. He was also taken to Egypt and sold again into Potiphar's house. He was then broken and wrongly accused, and he was put in prison for something he did not do. And then he interpreted the butlers and the baker's dream, and he made a request. He said, remember me, but he was forgotten in prison, not for 1 year, not for 1 month, not for 1 day, but the Bible says he was forgotten for 2 full years, that 365 days twice. He was, and then he was remembered. He was taken before Pharaoh to interpret his dreams. He bounced back better. You ask me, how did Joseph bounce back better? He bounced back better because he became the second in command of Pharaoh. I want to let you know that the Bible states, says in Genesis chapter 39 through verse 2 to 4, and the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of the master of Egyptian, and the master saw the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he prospered in his hand. And Joseph found grace in the sight, and he served him and made him overseer over his house and all that he had. He put into his hand. Joseph never gave up. Joseph was resilient. Joseph recovered from the setbacks. Joseph bounced back from his setbacks. I challenge you, what are you doing about your setbacks? What are you doing about what you have to do for God? I want to let you know, I wrote down a decree and a confession for today. I created it, and it says bounce. Let's look at what it means. Bounce. I believed in all the promises of God. When I'm bouncing, I am an overcoming and an overtaker of all obstacles that I may face. I am a unique, fearfully and wonderfully made for such a time as this. I am a new creature in Christ. I am more than a conqueror, and I operate in the excellence of Jesus Christ. What does it mean? As my confession and declaration as a back, I am the bearer of his word, and I am the anointing holder. I am the carrier of his presence. I'm the container of his knowledge with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. But better. What does better means? I am loaded up with his benefits daily. I have an everlasting covenant. I abide in the tabernacle of the Lord. He prepares a table in the presence of my enemies. I am taught of his concepts and precepts daily. I am the repairer of the breach. I am the righteousness of Christ Jesus. I and better, the E in better means that I expect, my expectation is from the Lord. So if you're choosing, if you choose to bounce back better, I challenge you, I devil dog dare you to be extraordinary. Bounce back and have signs and wonders following you. Bounce back better and be an overcomer. Bounce back better and be happy. Bounce back and be the servant of the living God. Bounce back better and be like him. Bounce back better and bear the name of the Lord. Bounce back better. The Bible says you have life and have it more abundantly. Choose life. I'm telling you, bounce back better with your choice. Serve the Lord this day. Know that nothing will be impossible to you, because guess what? Nothing's broken. Nothing's lacking. Nothing is impossible for you, because you are bouncing back better. Know that when you bounce back better, that all things are working together for your good. That means all things, the miserable, the the miserable things, the bad things, everything's working together for your good, because you are called according to his purpose. I want you to bounce back better, because you are blessed indeed. Bounce back better because you are forgiven. Bounce back better because you have chosen and called by God for his use, not for your own use. You are bouncing back better because you are a peculiar people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a chosen generation. You're going to bounce back better. Why? I'm so glad you asked. Because you have suffered a while. And now you will become perfected, established, strengthened, and settled. I want to let you know, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and he will exalt you. That means you're going to bounce back better. I know that you are an overcomer. Be faithful. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In 2021, get a slogan. Tell people, I'm bouncing back better because my hope is in the Lord. Bounce back better. There will still be uncharted experiences, unconquered victories, unlimited possibilities of blessings, untold assignments to make happen. But I'm telling you, when you bounce back better, your character will make you stand out. Your courage will make you stand up. Your consistency will make you stand fast. And your commitment will make you stand on the word. I want to let you know that it's time to bounce back better. Bounce back after 2020 storms, situations, circumstances, trial, rejection, promises, the problems that you face, the people leaving, the scars that you are left with. Open, it seems like 2020, open up some old wounds. We have dealt with the pandemic or the plandemic, whatever you want to call it. But I want to let you know that when you get ready in the next, make up your mind in the next 4 days that you're going to bounce back, because you're going to pray until something happens. You're going to push until something happens. You're going to preach until something happens. You're going to prepare until something happens. You're going to prophesy. You're going to be in his presence until something happens. You're going to proclaim until something happens. You're going to believe his promises until something happens. You're going to operate in his power until something happens. You're going to stay on his path until something happens. And like Minister Terrellyn said tonight, she sang and she talked about praise. Praise is what we're doing. We're going to praise him until something happens. I prophesy to you today that when you bounce back better, there will be 27 doors open to you. You will have financial doors, property doors, healing doors, deliverance doors, salvation doors, joy doors, praise door, prophetic doors, nation doors, city doors, hope doors, love doors, favor doors, mission doors, ministry doors, business doors, transportation doors, government doors, diplomatic doors, apostolic doors, peace doors, education doors, supernatural doors. I want to let you know that significant doors are about to open. Why? Because you made up your mind that you're going to bounce back better. You're not going to bounce back bitter. You're going to bounce back better. I want you to get ready to bounce back better. If it's nothing else that you remember of this year, remember this, that you have to bounce back better. This is, you can open your mouth, make your mics, and have words, have something to say. Hello?